It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're here, and how would you describe outside? It's cold, about 30 degrees, and the sky, the moon, was it nice this morning? Oh, shining in the western sky, brown Friday the 13th, is there any correlation between Friday the 13th and the full moon? I don't suppose. But I remember Friday the 13th, that's when my wife and I decided to get married. And Friday the 13th, we used to go out and for dinner on Friday the 13th to celebrate. And that was before I retired. Now I'd have to do like the man with the golden voice, sit along the curb and ask for money. Oh, my. Well, anyhow, I got some questions today. Oh, and that was such an interesting program that Scott had. And it sounded to me like if Jeff Ruth was around, he'd say, when Scott talked to the flea market, Jeff would say, that sounds familiar. Yes, she talked every week with Jeff. And it sounded just like that was taking place again. The only difference between us and regular commercial television, the only thing we can do is more or less give the location, the phone number, and maybe what is sold. But we can't say, oh, today, 10 cents off on everything, or today, we've got a special. You can't do that on nonprofit radio, you see. And anybody you hear us talking to, they're not charged. Not at all. And, which makes it kind of nice, because you can talk as long as you want to. Okay. I have a series of questions today that might sound familiar and might not. And we'll get started here shortly. Today I've got tickets to the zoo. What are we going to do when the zoo closes or turns off its lights? Because these are good up until January the 5th. So you've got time. Apparently that's when they turn the lights. Oh, and I see a Sansodas here at $10. No kidding. A $10 Sansodas gift card? That's what I see. And I've got a Jags thing. If you have a bottle you want to keep cold, it's a foam rubber type of thing you slide your bottle in to keep it warm. Is that Sansodas still current?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We do have that today. I forgot about that.
Yeah, all
right. That's always a popular one.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. All you got to do is mention Sansoda and they're climbing up the walls. We got two Jags coffee cups here. They're real nice. They're aluminum. And what else we have? A Jags t-shirt. So, and that's what we've got today. Guess what people will want first of all? Okay. Now, there once, and these are product identities. There once was a cleanser on the market, and it may still be there, that on the cover of the cleanser, it showed this old lady chasing dirt with a stick. And that's what it said. Chasing dirt with a stick. And the same advertisement of this lady with an advertisement at one time was on the side of the courthouse. And I don't know how it got there. It would have been in the early 1900s. But, yeah, and showed the lady chasing dirt with a stick. Now, what product was that? Chasing dirt with a stick. The old lady walking, you know, she's got her stick up in the air, chasing dirt. And I don't know if that product's still on the market. I would think it would be. But not with the old lady. Old people would complain, you know, if you're using that old lady, you know, with a stick. You can't, you know, she can't use a stick. You can't use an old lady either. Okay, so what product am I talking about? You have to think about that for a while, but I know if you're 40 or 50 years old or 60 or 70 or 80, you've used this product more than once. Okay, so I'll give you another one, and this will be even harder. This product's brand name is the same name as something in your yard. And this product is current. You can buy it, go in any store and buy this product. And it contains a vegetable. A vegetable. Oh, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Scott's program prior to this because if we're finally getting around to people calling in and talking about interesting things, and that's the name of the game. You know, we're nonprofit, and we're here to disseminate information to the public. And there are a lot of us stations like us, nonprofit. In fact, there are several around the area, but we try to get local things and let you call in and talk about anything you'd like to. Okay, now this product is in a can, and the brand name is something you would find in most people's yards. Now, what would that be? What product could that be? It comes in a can. It has a vegetable in it. What's the brand name? What's the brand name? And it's something that you'll find growing in your yard. Oh, boy. Okay. Boy, phone is kind of quiet. Okay, where'd everybody go? Are these questions too hard? I hope so. Oh, now here's one. It's blank does it all. Blank, you know, not the word blank, I'm just saying, does it all. That was the slogan. But the blank is the name of the product. Blank does it all. It sound familiar, does it? From some years back, I don't know if this product's on the market yet. I doubt it. Although, well, it should be. Once it was one of the most popular products for wash day. Yeah, that's a little hint. Blank does it all. And this, yeah. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I think you're looking for Bush's beans.
Yeah, Bush's beans. Hey.
Baked beans and all different varieties.
Yeah, you're right on the button. I remember you used to be able to buy Bush beans for 10 cents a can.
Well, they've gone up a little bit, but they're still good.
Yeah, right, yeah. And we all should eat more beans.
I grew up
eating soup beans. I like soup beans. My sister liked lima beans.
Yes, I would enjoy both of those.
Yeah, boy.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right.
Bye.
Good. All right, yeah. Bush beans. Boy, that's... She does all right. Okay. Mark that one off. Bush beans. Yeah. they have more than beans, of course, but beans is one of those things. And like I say, I remember when A&P had it, 10 cents a can. It was one of the cheaper price products of that kind, in contrast to Jolly Green Giant. I couldn't think of anything to ask about the Jolly Green Giant that you wouldn't recognize right away. Except, what vegetable was Jolly Green Giant? And I can't remember. What vegetable was the Jolly Green Giant? 7403-39944. Yeah, Jolly Green Giant's still around. Oh, boy, is he. Good product, too. I've got another product concerning vegetables and other things, and we'll be coming up with that shortly. Okay, I just saw this, though. What vegetable is the Jolly Green Giant? He is a vegetable, isn't he? I don't know. Oh, and something in the meantime I wanted to talk about. I asked, Scott remembered it. There used to be a candy. It was about a half inch in length. And there would be a diesel. It was hard candy, hardtack or whatever. And at both ends of the candy, you would see a design. It could be a Christmas tree or some other thing. And it was all, you know, as it was rolled up in the factory, that's how it turned out. There was a, you know, and I can remember it was hard candy. And if you had it in your mouth long enough, you finally managed to get a hole down through the the hard tack. But it had a design on either end. And I don't know exactly. I've never seen it done. I don't think, well, I haven't seen them around for a long time either. Have you? About a half inch long with a design on the open end. Yeah, boy. Now, something else I haven't seen yet this year, maybe Scott talked about it, was the hardtack. It used to be everybody and his uncle made hardtack. That is, it'd be green and red and all these different flavors. And then they dusted it with powdered sugar or something, you know, confectioner sugar, I guess, to keep the pieces from sticking together. But I haven't seen any of that this year. And usually, you know, well, for one year after another, why, you had to sometimes turn down people that say, hey, would you like some of my hardtack? I said, well, I already got three bags of it. But are individuals still making this, or is this another sign of the times when people now are too busy to make hardtack like that in flavors, you know, solid candy? Yeah, I'm sure all of you remember. Okay, so now, here's the next product. Well, I mentioned it. Does it all. That was the phrase. Does it all. But there was one word prior to that. One word. The name of the product is the word that preceded does it all. Think about that. It used to be a very popular item in the grocery stores. Yes. Okay, and I don't know if it, I don't think it's on the market yet. You know, a lot of these older products have been replaced with more modern versions. And I like these little bags full of soap powder that children, oh, that was something, how children thought that was candy and would eat it. Oh, my goodness. But this question is, blank does it all. Yeah. Oh, wait till you hear the answer. Blank does it all. Okay, that's question number three. We've got the me see, the bush beans. Oh, and the number one, the old lady chasing dirt with a stick. And if you were old enough, you might have one of these.
Ted, I've got all the Christmas songs ready to go for the upcoming holiday season, but I can't seem to find the 12 Days of Christmas.
That's not a problem, Scott. I know it by heart, and I'll sing it for you. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings.
Yeah, but what about the other 11 days?
Well, that's the only day that counts as far as I'm concerned. Golden voice, golden rings.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Will we ever stop people from texting in their car? We see texting all the time, and a lot of times it's the driver doing the texting. Oh, my goodness. And while the car wanders around. Okay, so what? Well, I'll give you what this product did. It was, wait a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, does it all.
Yeah, right, does it all. Oh, my goodness. Hey, would you like a prize today?
I don't think I'm eligible yet, Charlie.
Oh, okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your answer, okay. All right, does it all, yes. He remembers. And, does used to be so popular. It was like the number one cleaner on the market for wash day. And it was so popular that another product came out named, Zud, Z-U-D. It didn't last long. Zud. Maybe they got into a legal battle with that title. Zud and Does. But... does it all. Oh, boy. Okay, that's number 3. Okay, got that. We've got bush beans, but I've got, do not have, the old lady chasing dirt with a stick. And, she was quite popular. She was a cleaner, she chased dirt with a stick. I'm trying to think, too. I remember we had a bowling program on WMRN years ago, sponsored by Old Dutch Beer. Now, Old Dutch Beer, was it made in Findlay? I was trying to remember. Because they were the sponsor of the bowling show. You know, now you'd have a hard time finding a bowler, maybe, to get a sponsor for a bowling show. Although I noticed in Galleon, well, in Marion, too, that there are a lot of people bowling now. Maybe it's coming back. Now, here's what I wonder. I saw on 10.5 television, I saw bowling balls being made. Oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Old Dutch cleanser. For the lady with a stick?
Yes, it was. Yes, yes. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, would you like a prize today?
No, I'm not eligible today.
Okay. Well, good try, and thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye. All right. Yeah, Charlie Durst said, Old Dutch cleanser chases dirt with a stick. Do you remember that now? That little old lady? Oh, my goodness. You couldn't use her on a label today because you'd be making fun of old ladies. And with that stick in her hand, why, she might have been beating people. But that was such a common sight, the label on Old Dutch Cleanser. Okay, now let me see. It's 10:34, and boy, we've got a way to go today here. We'll make sure I don't I don't run out of questions. Oh, here's a good one. This product covers the earth. Covers the earth. What's the name of the product that covers the earth? And that's a pretty, well, current thing. Covers the earth. But what's the name of the product? 740-333-9944. Well, and today, don't forget, we got a San Soda Italian. We've got zoo tickets. We got two coffee cups from Jegs and a thing to stick your bottle in to keep it cold. Yeah. It's called a can cooler from Jegs. All right. So we got, oh, and two, is it two? Oh, yeah. Let me see what size they are. These shirts say, okay, I'm looking here trying to find the size of the shirt. It's probably a large. I don't see it listed. Okay. Oh, yes, I do. Extra large, I think. Okay. I think both of these Jegs shirts are extra large. Now, if you wonder about Jegs, that's a company that sells parts for hot rods, racing cars, hot rods. More hot rod than racing cars. Okay. So, that's what we've got to give away today. And my latest question is, what covers the earth? What product is labeled as covers the earth? 740-383-9944. Okay. Yep, it's a well-known product. And it's sold in a lot of different stores, especially hardware stores. Okay. I've got a good one here, too. Yeah, we'll skip. Or if you could think of covers the earth in the meantime, don't hesitate to call. Because my next question, number five, boy, I got to slow down here. I'll use up all my questions, and it will be 11 o'clock, and I'll be out of questions. Of course, I can always talk to you, can't I? Or you can talk to me. That would be, I would love that. Okay, I bet this person knows. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be Sherman Williams Paint?
Yes, it sure would be. Hey, Thomas Fetter?
Yes.
Yeah, are you the son of the Thomas Fetter I knew?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I am one of the other.
You're one of the other Fetters.
Three that used to be in town.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm from Laurel.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you like today? I've got the San Soda Italian.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's $10 worth. Yeah, okay. Now, let me, just a second here. Okay, what's your name now?
Tom Fetter.
Yeah, Tom Fetter. Okay, Tom. Yeah, there used to be a lawyer in Marion by that name. In fact,
exactly, and then he went to Arizona.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
He retired in Arizona, and I think he's passed away now.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too, yeah. It was a long time ago. Okay.
Yes, it was.
Now, you know where we're located, Tom?
I sure do.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So Tom can pick up his prize here at our studio. All right. Great. Tom Petter said, Sherwin Williams covers the earth. Oh, boy. You know, it's a lot of fun. Of course, I spend a lot of time. I spend hours doing things like this, trying to think up of products that have a slogan that you might remember or might not remember. And there's a good one. Okay, let me write down here. Put San Soda. Okay. Boy, people love San Soda. Oh, my. Okay. Today is the 13th. Yeah. Today is Friday the 13th. Wow. That's something, isn't it? Of course, you take Friday the 13th and 50 cents, and you can't even get a cup of coffee. Isn't it something? How, remember when coffee was a nickel a cup? But just think, if it was a nickel a cup today, these restaurants would have gone out of business. Because, you know, with free refills in so many of the restaurants, they would, unless they charge $1.59 or something like that, well, they would go broke refilling your cup. All right. It's interesting, too. I notice every day on the Facebook the announcement from Byrie's restaurant for their whatever they're serving for that day. I met her at the airport this past summer, and on the internet the other day, she said, I forget how many years it's been since she became an Americanized citizen, that she is a certified American citizen now. She's from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Okay, that's how the restaurant gets its name. All right. And it's a nice, that's what George used to own that restaurant years ago, and then he sold it, and a friend of mine bought it, but the friend of mine died in the meantime, and so then it turned over once again. Okay, now here, my next question, this would be good. All right, this vegetable has something to do with, let me see, your ability to breathe or not breathe. What would its name be? What vegetable would come under that, either make you breathe or wouldn't make you breathe? More or less wouldn't. What's the name of that vegetable? 740-383-9944. 10:42 is the time. Boy, time is moving right along today. And I know Scott was asking about the Y Men Service Club. Are they selling trees this year? We're wondering. You used to sell them behind the jersey, you know, back in there. I would think they would be selling trees yet. But are they? Fresh trees. And Scott had quite a story on the fresh trees you buy and how you got to keep them in water, the base. And it's always a good idea when you get that live tree home to saw off, an eighth of an inch or quarter of an inch off the bottom to open it up so it will suck up water into it. And it seems like there was a chemical you could buy, too, in some of the stores that you would put in with the water that would dissolve that pine tar, or whatever you call it, that is waterproof. It would dissolve that and allow that tree to what do they call that? What's the term for absorbing water? Well, whatever. And let's see, what else? Let me know if the Y Men are selling Christmas trees. And I know Scott wanted to find out too, but we haven't heard. Do the Y Men, or did they give it up? You know, I can remember going out there and walking among all those trees and smelling all that fresh pine or spruce. You know, not all Christmas trees are pine. Most of them are spruce trees. Remember the famous airplane that Howard Hughes made called the Spruce Goose? The flying boat that only flew once, and now you can tour it as a museum, more or less. It stayed in the water, and it was made out of plywood. It must have been marine-type plywood, or else it would warp to death. You know, that's well, another thing you got to keep in mind. If you're going to be using plywood and it's going to be in contact with the weather, you better get...
Ken, did you know that children used to get oranges in their stockings at Christmas time?
So why did they get oranges?
They were said to represent gold.
Wow, that's right up my alley. Now, let me try this with my golden voice. This is the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget oranges for your children's stockings at Christmas. And if you throw in some grapes, you can make a nice fruit salad.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and the golden voice, he's not humbled at all. He wouldn't have gone over well with Arthur Godfrey. Remember, Arthur Godfrey fired Julius La Rosa because he wasn't humble enough. And I saw Julius sing in Miami in 1952, and that was before most of you were probably born. But he sang on the stage with the Four Aces. Oh, and remember, three coins in the fountain, which coin, that was a long time ago. Okay, let me see. I've got three questions left. Man. Okay, what vegetable would its name indicates something that could really be bad to your health? And this isn't real. I mean, the name would indicate, boy, how can I better word that? This is a vegetable that has something to do with, well, with breathing, maybe. Yeah. What would that vegetable be? I know a lot of people make stuff out of it, and but you got... You know, there's some preparation to go along with it. What vegetable would that be? You know, every time I think of vegetables, really, I once was the editor of a magazine called, what was the name of it? It was for senior citizens. Do you remember that? That was back when I worked at WDIF. And we did a lot of things. I wrote a column, a weekly column in NewsLive. And then I became the editor of the magazine for senior citizens. And so we traveled around finding things that senior citizens would enjoy, especially restaurants. Ooh, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is the vegetable artichoke?
Yes!
Yes!
Hey, by golly, that's you really got that.
Yes.
Hey, that's good. Okay, are you eligible?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let's see. I just gave away Sansoda, so now I've got coffee cups from Jags and T-shirts and tickets to the Columbus Zoo.
How long are those zoo tickets good for?
They're January 5th.
Now, is that the same thing as the light?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so if you have the zoo tickets, it's one and the same, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take some zoo tickets, Charlie, if you don't mind.
Oh, good. Okay, and your name I should know.
Sarah Burgraff.
Yeah, right. Oh, didn't I see your picture somewhere recently?
I don't think so, Charlie. I've been laying low.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was on Facebook.
Oh, I never get on there.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Ever.
Boy,
I did for a little while just to see what it was all about, but I got enough business of my own to mind. I don't care what the Joneses are doing.
Oh, my. Facebook is something else, isn't it? Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a facade. People get on there, and sometimes they tell things that embellish the truth. And
that's right, that are not
look
true.
Really good, and it's like, wait a minute, I know you, and none of this is true.
The worst thing about Facebook are the comments that people
leave.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be pretty toxic.
Pretty dirty, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, Sarah, you know where we're located.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Very
hey,
good.
Have you ran into any Claxton fruitcake sellers?
No.
I can't find one to save my life. Normally, the banks are, you know, got them and stuff, and insurance companies and whatnot. I haven't found any.
Yeah, right. Scott looked around for Claxton.
Well, what in the world would he want one for? He doesn't like
them
anyway.
Doesn't like them anyhow.
But, yeah.
But we're, have you looked in A&P? Have you looked in Kroger?
I haven't done. I started off with the banks because normally the banks have them, and like I say, the insurance companies lie, those do too.
Oh, okay. But normally,
this is about to be a national state of emergency.
Yeah, normally Claxton makes 90 million of those every year.
Well, we ain't seeing a one of them,
no,
are we?
That's right. Oh, there must be a war on.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
Story. Just you wait.
Okay, very good.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Later. Yeah, okay. Sarah, Burgraff, yes, I've known Sarah for years and years. But who would like, I know, Scott, when he comes on, let's see. Well, today is the last day in this week. I was going to say, Scott could call Clax and say, hey, where are your fruitcakes? Oh, my. Okay, artichoke. Yes, that has to do with your health. Artichoke. Oh, my. Well, what must you do to eat an artichoke? Now, isn't there something that is bad about an artichoke? Well, that's why they're called choke. Why the last part of their name is choke. Do you have to peel away? Well, I'm sure you have to peel away those leaves on the outside. But what part of an artichoke is edible? I don't know because I've never fixed an artichoke. I've eaten some kind of spread that had artichoke in it, but it didn't tell me how it was made. What do you do to make an artichoke edible? And one thing is, you don't eat the leaves. I tell you, pineapple, you know, lately have been so reasonably priced. But do you have a pineapple corer? Oh, they're so great. You know, you take that pineapple corer and you screw it into the pineapple. First of all, you cut off, twist off the top. You don't want those leaves, but you can actually plant the top of a pineapple and grow one. And so you take that off, and the bottom you slice a little piece off of that. Then you screw in this thing all the way, and then pull it out, and you pull the core of the pineapple out, leaving you all the goodness. Of the pineapple. Wow. I love pineapple. What's a pineapple? Yeah. Jello with pineapple. That's so good. Okay, now we come to, let me see, it's 10:53. What else do we have? Does anyone know for sure about the Y-Men Service Club? If you give me a buzz here and... certainly there's a Y man listening, or somebody that knows a Y man, or knows about the trees. Are there trees? If there are no Y men's trees, then there are hardly any other place that sells them. I remember when I was a kid. Do you remember when you was a kid? We always bought our live tree from our grocery store. And this was in Bucyrus, and the grocery store was the Costenbader grocery. Now the Costenbaders, Richard and I can't remember the other one, they were basically from their parents from Germany. That's how they got the name Costenbader. but they were on the corner in Bucyrus where that, is it a bank? Now on the corner of Mary and North Sandusky Avenue. Yeah, they used to occupy that area, and right next to them was Light's Meat Market, and Light's Meat Market made bratwurst, and Evans Light was the owner, and a buddy of mine that I went to school with was his grandson, and he hired his grandson to sweep up the floor, because at that time, meat markets were allowed to use a sawdust on the floor to gather up the the grease and other things, and it stuck to the pieces of wood just fine. And that because they used a what was it? At least 2 feet thick, or all the way around, a butcher block. And now a butcher block is worth its weight in gold, I think, if you can lift one. I've never seen one for sale, I don't believe. But, yeah, the meat cutter would chop the, with a meat cleaver, would cut off pieces of the carcass, and sometimes there were little pieces that would fall to the floor, and the buddy I went to school with would sweep all that up amidst the sawdust. Well, that eventually was ruled, no way. No butcher is allowed to use a butcher block, because where his cleaver comes down, he leaves a little groove. And in that little groove are growing all these little bugs, little vermin. And so they made a butcher block illegal. And they were in every meat market, because they're so handy, you know, you could slice meat with your cleaver without damaging the cleaver, or really hardly damaging the butcher block. 10:56 and a half. Do you remember those days? Do you remember going in a butcher shop and seeing a guy womp, womp, womp on that wooden butcher block? Wow. Yeah, of course, everything has changed since. And I don't know if anybody got sick. I would think they would have. Eating maybe some stuff that got down the cracks of that butcher block and maybe started to ferment. Speaking of fermenting, I asked yesterday how yeast comes about. Oh my goodness, yeast is everywhere. You can find yeast on grapes, on the surface of grapes and other fruits, and just on about everything. And you can make yeast, I found this out on the internet, by boiling potatoes, and then you boil them, and then you pour the water back in and leave them ferment. And then it will ferment, and that's yeast. Now, I don't know how long it takes to ferment. And then the yeast is actually a live creature. And when that yeast dies, it dissolves into carbon dioxide. What was it? Not carbon monoxide, but, it deteriorates into carbon dioxide, yeah, as a gas. And that gas goes into the dough and makes the dough rise. The dough is rising because the yeast is dying. And who was it? Somebody that was, in the business or whatever told me that one time. He said, do you realize that yeast is a live thing? And when you use it, you kill it, and carbon dioxide comes out of it, and that gas, along with all the other elements of all the other pieces of yeast, puff up your dough. And without puffing up your dough, of course, now you can buy yeast in packages too, but I thought it was so interesting that when yeast dies, it dissolves into carbon dioxide. In other words, it rots in a nice way. Okay, 10:59 and a half is the time. We're going to pause for the news. Then we'll be back with, I've got at least two more things for you to identify. Maybe I can think of some others. Stay tuned. It's right now, let me see, what time is it? Look at my watch. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock.
Ooh. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire WWGH staff and crew.
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.